Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pelicans hold on. Driving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
Kevin Harlan. He calls a random event at a game better than anybody. He also calls games better than almost everybody.
You need to protect him at all costs.
Love Kevin Harlan. Yeah. Vern Lundquist, his final Masters. Speaking of announcers.
Yep. He was making some comments, I guess, about Jason Day's clothing.
I think that was fake.
That one was fake. I saw another one that he did. He was the one who used the line that it looks like a billboard. Hmm. Yeah. No, there was a fake quote out there about how it's the worst one he's ever seen.
If you're Vern and it's your last Masters,
let it fly.
There's no rules.
Yeah. Start swearing.
I've done it for 40 years. I'm going to use the bikini wax about the greens. I'm going to say that. Got Gary McCord banned.
You're going to get banned from Augusta?
Are you going to ban me? Just banned from the broadcast.
Can't he go back to Augusta every year?
I'm sure.
If you're letting Gene Steratore in, Vern's got a lifetime pass.
Yeah, we don't actually know that Gene Steratore is in. But yeah, I'd imagine Vern gets to go whenever he wants. Vern Lundquist, legend of the game. All the game of college football. So, all right, you ready for a draft point we have not yet brought up?
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. This is interesting. It's a really good point. I want to thank the person who sent it to me. Actually came from my text club. Anyway, Andy tweeted me something. Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl. Mm-hmm. So Jim Nagy runs the Senior Bowl and was asked a question about late round picks and values. And he said that this year's draft, that one of the things that's unique about it is we're still on the tail end of the COVID bloated classes where guys stayed an extra year. And there's a lot of different factors.
Okay.
But one of the things he pointed out was that after round three this year, there's a big drop-off to 4, 5, 6, 7, more so than other years. And why is that? In part because of NIL. Like guys can get paid. You don't have to. Like the whole landscape is different.
That's right.
Let me pull up the quote here from Jim Nagy on this. Just that next year, the later rounds will be better than this year. Because next year is the bloated COVID class, and you might have guys that stayed for NIL deals this year coming out. Like, okay, now it's my time. You're not as desperate. Before NIL, even if you are like a, you know, second string linebacker on so-and-so team, you can get paid by a pizza place. And you could not be paid like that before. Hmm. To eat pizzas, to do this, to do that. You've got some quarterbacks that are making more to stay in college than they would on their rookie deals in the NFL. Mm. That's at the very, very top end. Even the middle range guys, like, I can continue my education. I can make a little money on the side. I go to the draft next year. I don't have to rush. And I think that's an interesting note from Jim Nagy to point that out, that, you know, in terms of draft stock, here are the Bills with 10 picks, mm-hmm. 8 of them in round 4 or later.
Yeah. Did Leggett? I'm going to use him as the example here because he played a fifth-year senior. Did he get that extra year of eligibility because of the COVID season?
I believe so.
Okay. It's worth mentioning with him. Like, if you work the hypothetical the other way, because you could say, obviously, if he had done what he did last year, the year before, then he would be a much higher pick, probably out of range of the Bills. Man. This happens to be a point about the draft. It's just about him personally. Look what that extra year of eligibility gets him. Because if he didn't have that, he would never get a look in the NFL, right? He would have ended his career with like 400 yards.
Yeah.
and
undrafted
would have never got a look anywhere. But COVID happened. He got an extra look, got one more season of eligibility, put up 1,200 yards, and boom, now he's going to be a first-round pick in the NFL or a second-round pick in the NFL. Is that why Bean wanted a second next year for the Diggs trade?
It's fair. It's like it's development charts. We see this in hockey. Like, what's the phrase they use? D plus one or E plus one? Entry.
Yeah.
Charting how guys break out in years 1, 2, 3. And there are analytical models that would say, like, well, it's too late for you. You're probably not going to be an elite player. And some guys break those models. I mean, Thompson did that in his 47-goal season. But, yeah, Leggett. That's the thing. Like, should I be? Why would I ever hold it against him? It took him a little longer, and then he did have the breakout. Okay,
right.
Better have that guy than this. This is a point about Michael Penix. So Michael Penix, check out his age.
Michael Penix.
Yeah.
Let's see
his age. This is about quarterbacks. His age and his number of his reps. With Penix, you get a guy that has played. He's already 23.
He'll be 24 at the start of the season.
Yeah, he'll be 24.
Yeah.
And he's played a lot. And that's one of the knocks is, like, hey, you're trying to forecast a guy's ceiling. If you've only put up 1 year of film, that could either mean the breakout has started, here it comes. It could also mean 1 year wonder. With Penix, what are you looking at?
He attempted 34 passes for Indiana in 2018.
He's been
six years he's played college football.
Six
to some degree.
Years.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're a scout looking at Michael Penix, you're looking at the same, like, I've seen everything he can do. He's right. Been asked to do different.
He played college football against Josh Allen.
Wow.
Right?
Now,
no, wait, that's not right. Allen, he was drafted in 18, so Allen would have finished in 17.
Yeah.
So he would have played college football against, like, Justin Herbert.
So I'm thinking, is this a point about Luukkonen? Sometimes there's not actually enough work to see if a guy is a boom or a bust,
yeah.
And he needs to develop on the timeline, and for Luukkonen, that's gone well. Sometimes there's been so much development, the guy's played for so many years, you might as well just bag it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who breaks out late? What quarterback breaks out late? Rich Gannon? Fitz?
Yeah.
So it's interesting about those development timelines and for Leggett to talk about him as a guy, well, it's only 1 year of production. Okay. Sounds great. I'm into it.
Brandon Whedon was a guy, right, that got drafted and he was old. Wasn't he like 30?
Do you know who Chris Wenke is?
I know the name. Panthers, right?
Check out how old Chris Wenke was.
Chris Wenke.
He older than Brandon Whedon?
Wasn't Brandon Whedon like 28, 29? Because he had baseball stuff. Chris Wenke. All right, let's see. He's currently the coordinator at Georgia Tech. He's 51 years old. He was drafted into the NFL in... Why does it not want to tell me? When was he drafted? 2001. Wait a minute. So that would mean he was 29 when he was drafted?
I think he was 28.
28?
The number I had in my head on Chris Wenke was 28.
28 when he was drafted. Yeah, fourth round pick. Whedon was a first round pick, though, at that age.
Yeah.
Was a first round pick at that age. Yeah, I'm looking back at like how long Michael Penix has been playing college football. Like, the first game that he played, like, Miles Sanders was on the other team, who's had like a running back career, like a sizable one now in the league.
Yeah. Wenke played baseball with the Blue Jays for a while, then went to Florida State.
It's baseball?
Yeah. He enrolled at age 25. That's when he enrolled. He was the oldest player to ever win the Heisman. He was 28.
That's crazy.
To win the Heisman.
That shouldn't even count.
It's like
this should be an age requirement.
That's like Panarin winning the Calder at 31. Was he 31 when he won the Calder?
It feels like he was 31. He might have been younger than that, but yeah. Jimmy Howard was the, I remember, was like 28, 29 the year that Tyler Myers won it, and Howard finished second. Yeah.
Panarin won the Calder in 2016.
I don't think he was in his...
He was 25.
25, but still, he was, still 6 years older than
right.
some of the guys that he was competing against?
Yeah.
Well, that's but isn't that one of the knocks on Leggett? Is one of the risks, at least, of, oh yeah, congratulations, you finally put up big numbers when you were going up against cornerbacks that were 4 years younger than you. Isn't that one of the risks
yeah.
that's talked about with him?
Speaking of Panarin, chalk him up to the, it's not a bad idea to sign big free agents.
Oh yeah?
7 years, $81.5 million. How many points he has this year?
Probably like 100.
117.
107. I thought it was going to be high when I said 100.
Meanwhile, Nikita Kucherov, quite a year he's had.
Yeah, what's he? Is he first in the NHL? I think
he
he's
has
first.
98 assists.
Wow. Two more assists to get to 100?
141 points.
They play the Sabres on Monday, so maybe that'll be... I had an idea for Let's Get Stupid about Alex Ovechkin from last night. Want to throw that in here real quick? It'll be 2 seconds.
Sure.
Yeah, Let's Get Stupid, Josh.
Wow. By the way, if Kucherov gets to a 100-assist season...
Yeah.
I got to double-check this. I think it's only been done by three other players.
Gretzky.
Well,
Lemieux.
Gretzky, Lemieux, and
did
Messier.
McDavid did, didn't he?
Not 100 assists.
Adam Oates. No. We'll go to 100 assists. Did LaFontaine with McGillney?
No.
So,
all right, ready? Here's the list.
Bobby Orr.
These are the top. Yes, Bobby Orr's correct.
Bobby Orr? Okay.
McDavid had 99. Oh, sorry. He has 99.
Oh, McDavid. So two guys are going to do it this year?
Yeah. Here's the list of 100 assist seasons in the NHL. We'll make this the stat of the day.
Okay. Right, stat of the day is presented by Seneca Irving and Seneca Gaming in Irving, home of the biggest bingo payouts and slot machines with thousands won daily.
Highest ranked single season assist totals. Gretzky, Lemieux, Gretzky, or McDavid, Kucherov.
Gretzky, man. Speaking of Gretzky, my Let's Get Stupid idea, thinking about the Capitals last night, I guess they might not make it now, they're 1 point out. Let's get stupid. Ovechkin should skip the Stanley Cup playoffs so that he can save all of his juice for regular season games next year where he breaks the record.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Skip the playoffs. What are you going to do in the playoffs? You're going to get run over in four
games.
You're risking injury. Those goals don't count. It's basically the playoffs are Ovechkin's preseason from here on out.
It is kind of funny. What if he said, like, yeah, they don't count. These goals don't count.
Right. Skip it.
Yeah.
Your career is only about the record now. Skip it.
803-0550. Jeremy and Joe. Extendo Sports coming up in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.